If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do a tangent. Hit the thing. And we got to change the thing, too. First of all, it's the old guy with the old voice guy. And then we're cussing out shit, which I don't know why we're cussing out shit because it's...
Cussing out shit?
We're bleeping out shit.
We need to just work on doing tangents before we're doing.
Just hit the thing.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
We're doing one right now. This is a tangent. It's happening.
You. Yes,
this is three in a row. We're doing our job.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever looked up the person who you like had transformational sexual experiences with? Like, for whatever reason this morning, I woke up and I was thinking of the first blowjob I ever got.
Wow.
For whatever reason. I don't know why.
At 3 a.m.?
Yeah. And I found the woman. I found her online. I was just curious what she was doing. And she's married to like a very old man. Recently got married to a very old man.
Was it just awful?
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good. But I didn't know what the hell I was doing either.
Was that in high school?
Right.
It was in high school.
Okay.
Yeah. I was a sophomore. And she was a freshman at another school.
Oh, so
at the Catholic school, of course. Yeah. Jason, you know all about that.
Catholic school.
Yeah, he ran through those Catholic school girls.
It wasn't awful. It wasn't good. But I don't think I was good at anything either. I don't think I knew what I was doing.
No, nobody knows what to do. I've heard of girls actually literally thinking you're supposed to...
I've actually had someone do that once.
You have?
Yeah. Yeah, blow on it.
Because
yeah.
It was called a blowjob.
Right, exactly.
No,
one time in my adult life.
Is that what
that's what they thought they were supposed to do.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
A blowjob. Because friends like, hey, it's a microphone.
Oh, my.
Check one, check two.
I was so scared. Like, you just don't know what you're doing. Like, you really just have no fucking idea. And
all
it's terrifying.
All this porn out here. Like all these
not
websites and resources.
Day.
Yeah, back in the day, resources.
Right.
No, back in the day, it was
free online.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
yeah, it was a little harder to do.
You had to have AOL at the time. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, okay.
Was it successful? Was your first endeavor successful? I think it's hard not to be at that age because, like, all you had to do was really touch it when I was.
Oh yeah.
When I was 16, and then you know.
Right.
But I do. I'll never forget. Exactly. We was in the. Summer, I guess, and her grandparent, it was at her grandparent's house because they weren't there.
No.
So, like, we were trying to figure out where to do this, and her grandparents had a
schedule
house.
Schedule blowjobs,
right.
Hell yeah.
Where am I going to blow you?
Basically. No, this girl had
my
done it.
My grandparent's house.
This girl had done it
just
many times before, let me assure you of that. Mm-hmm. And it still wasn't very good. But she had, that was a targeted approach. Like, Everyone knew where to go.
Oh, she fits you into her busy schedules.
Let's be honest. We all remember the girls who were a little faster than the rest, and everybody kind of knew who they were.
Yes.
And this was one of those girls.
Okay, so you were looking to get your first blow, Jay.
Yeah, and so we went
exactly
to her grandparents' house that was shut down.
Nana's house.
For the season, because they were there only like seasonally or something.
House,
yeah, it was like
it.
A summer house.
They were snowbirds.
It was a winter house,
yeah.
And we were there like in the summer. So yeah, that's where we did. And I'll never forget, she was emphatic. She's like, do not come in my mouth. Emphatic. Like, whatever you do, don't. And I was like, okay. So I didn't. I was very generous.
Oh, I think it was nice. So I did. Why was she so against it?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, she was, we were young. We were really young. I don't know. Anyway.
Where did you come?
He was under 18.
Put your pants back on.
He was under 18 at that time.
Have you ever gone and like, do you know what this person looks like? Like still, like, do you know what they look like today?
Yeah. It was like my first like love relationship. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't like, I mean, like your friend over there. I don't know. But I also, I had sex like before I gave my first blowjob.
Really?
Because I was so nervous. Like I'm a people pleaser. So like I want to be good at everything I do. And it was just so intimidating. What are you laughing at?
Shout out to Eminem Superman. Mm-hmm.
What? That's a song I lost my virginity to. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, on a CD I burned, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I was very scared that I wouldn't be like the best at it. And I don't want to ever not be the best.
Which is no way to be.
I know.
At that point.
But yeah, no.
Do you know the guy? Like, have you looked to see what he looks like? The first guy of Wisconsin?
Yes,
stuff?
I know him.
She's like, yes, I know
you familiar?
Yeah, we're still cool.
Yeah. Is he looking good?
Does he look good?
Yeah, is he looking good still?
not like he did to me back then.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay.
That's hilarious.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Oh, how about the woman that you...
Jason,
right. Yeah. Which woman first blew you?
What about me? I mean, I still talk to her. We're still friends.
Is she pretty?
Friends, right?
She's married and she's got two kids and
living life.
Uh-huh. And she knows she turned you gay?
Oh my God.
Well,
no.
There were other women after her, so I'm not sure.
What about male? Wise, do you remember?
Gay. To be honest, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Because like I was still sort of like straight playing while dabbling with dudes and kind of like I feel like with gay culture, it's kind of like you just like hook up with random people for a little bit, and that's what I was doing. And so I honestly could not even tell you.
Has anyone ever accidentally like used teeth on you guys or something when they didn't know what they were doing?
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh.
My
God.
Yeah, I've had some that I was like, okay, that's fine.
If you're hooking up with a guy and he ever says, like, let's just have sex, or a girl, and she's like, let's just fuck, then you know, like, you need to work on whatever the fuck you were just doing.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Isn't that sad, though? Like,
yeah, that is
when
sad.
They are turning you, like, no, come on.
That's just a sad situation.
I would, like, I'd be really sad.
And I don't know what the difference is, but there have been a few in my life, and I can count them on two hands, where it was so good that I'm just like, oh my God, you have to stop. Like it was, I don't know.
It's, why stop?
Because I was going to finish before we even started.
You can go again.
Right.
Even recently, I was just like, oh my God.
Wait, you can't go again. You can go again.
No, I can, but I'm not.
Prove it.
Right. I don't know.
So comfy.
Asking where I came when I was 16.
That's
a good question.
No, it's not.
She asked you not to come in her mouth. I just want to know where you came.
None of your business, fucker.
Oh, God.
Right.
Do you guys,
for the men in the room, because I know this isn't true for women, but for the men in the room, do you...
Listening.
When you nut...
Right.
When you bust a nut.
Oh, you're going to ask a question? Okay,
Do you have, like, almost, like, instantaneous sort of, like, turn off? Like, I don't know what it is, but like, is something, and maybe it's just me, I don't think it is though, but there's something about like the build up, and then then you come, and then for whatever reason, it's not like regret, but it's like all of that just drains out of you. Mm-hmm. And like, for whatever reason, in that moment, I'm just not turned on. Like, I'm just like,
yeah, it's called post nut clarity.
Like, do women have it too?
I get it. I don't want to like cuddle or anything. I'm like,
because not, that's the problem. The problem is not that I can't get it going again, the problem is that like, I have to then get worked up again, like to be turned on again.
Oh, in my teens and 20s, it was just like right after another. Yeah, I didn't even need whatever.
When you hooked up to Freaky. Pirates of the Caribbean or whatever the fuck you were doing to.
Yep.
That so was that's one the of problem. Them. The problem is like if you make me come and we haven't even started, like I need 20 minutes to like get back in the mode where like
even if it's premature, like.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with how the item works. It's mental. It's psychological. Like, I'm just like, okay, all right, hold on.
You're like, your Uber's here.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Mm. Like, Sal just showed up in the Honda Civic. Like, you know, go pick him up, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I just... But women, you do have this?
I do, but I don't think most women do. I think I'm a dude.
It's like an adrenaline dump. I mean, I'm sure there's something chemical about it, but it's like, bleh, and then I'm just like, okay.
Ew, I hope it's
like you're
like
saying once
that happens, like you're just like,
yeah,
okay,
like psychologically, I'm just like, cereal. I need a minute. Like, yeah. I need a second.
It's different when you make love, though, friend.
Make love.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get that. I relate to that. Not in a bad way. We did our deed. I just like need a minute, you know?
Yeah. So that's why, like, yeah, sure. Like, I can get off right now. Because in a perfect world, you already got off because I already did you.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know, most people want to carry on to the next act. And it's like, now I kind of like have to reset and build it up again. And again, like the item itself will work.
Okay, good to know.
The item. I will say though.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know, but you don't drink that much, Rufio. But like in my old age, I'm becoming more susceptible to whiskey dick though. And that was never a problem in my whole life.
Adderall dick is a thing as well.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whiskey dick. I think it has a little to do with some medication I'm taking, but like ultimately it was never a problem, but I also like it. I'm talking like an extreme drinking evening. Like I'm talking like the last time it happened, I probably had 20 shots in one night.
Oh, well.
And then my stuff doesn't work. And homegirl's like, your stuff doesn't work. I'm like,
are you okay though? 20
well, that's,
shots?
That's what I'm saying. Like my stuff doesn't work because I drank seven bottles of alcohol. That's what I mean. Like my nothing works.
Yeah. I feel like I'm hornier when I'm drinking more. God. You know what I'm saying?
You're horny.
Like just right now? Yeah.
Right. You just asked me where 16-year-old me came. Like, yes. I don't know. But see, you guys, women don't get whiskey dick, do you?
To be honest, it's a little bit, it can be harder to come, like if you're super drunk. I mean, because we, like, at least for me, it requires an extreme amount of focus sometimes. Like, you really have to, like, have your eye on the prize, and anything could take you out of it. Mm-hmm. So I think that works, but...
Yeah, like, sometimes if I really tie it on, nothing's happening. Mm. Like...
Yeah. Mm.
And I don't know that it's... I think that's... I don't know. Nothing's happening. Like, I'm not speaking either, so it's... Like,
yeah.
Like, my mouth and brain aren't talking to each other anymore either, so I don't know anybody's surprised that other items don't
But it's
work.
Also more fun, I think, to have drunk sex.
There's a limit though. Like drunk sex and like obliterated, like hammered, sloppy, like I'm nauseous.
We gotta talk about your drinking.
I think we do.
Yeah, something going on.
20 shots.
Right.
No, and the funny thing is, it's happened. It's the same situation, and it's only happened to me twice, and it's happened in the last year, and it's the same situation, the same bar, the same company.
Same person. Company.
Like the
I mean,
person
like the same group of people.
Did you get a hooker?
Right.
No.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
A lady of the night?
How did you go from me hanging out with a group of people to me hiring
you said
a,
the same company? Oh, trust me. I thought you meant like a company. Like, no, a
like my the company. Same, the company same, I'm with. The company I keep.
Stop speaking so fancy.
It sounded like you ordered her.
Yeah. Right.
Trust me. If I ordered a girl and I had whiskey dick, like, I want my money back. Right.
Like, satisfaction guaranteed.
No, what's happened to me lately is I don't drink at all for like weeks, and then I'll go party, and it's like shot, 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 and it's the shot. It's always the shot. I hang out with people that want to do shots.
You're the people that want to do shots.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'm conditioned to it from these other people I hang out with.
Oh, well, you got to tell them you got to fuck later, and you don't have time to be doing all them shots.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
someone said that.
Put a limit on the shots.
I got to fuck later.
Right. The fuck.
Because he ain't making love.
Like, I'll be so proud. I haven't had a drink in 2 weeks. Great. This is great. And then I'll have enough for a month in one night. Like, same. I know it's terrible for you. I know that.
That was me on Friday. That's why I got kicked out of the strip club.
Yeah, so tell me about that night, and how the hell wasn't I invited? Because I want to go to the strip club, and you never
invite
me.
You don't even like the strip club,
I know,
though.
You don't invite nobody.
Yeah.
But I want to go.
Wait a minute.
I want to go to the strip
There's
club.
There's so much happening right now.
I don't get invited nowhere.
I want to go to the strip club with you because you'll entertain the strippers, and I can just hang in the vibe. I just like the vibe. I don't want to pay somebody $50 to pretend that they like me. Like, I don't need that. I'll
then
just go on a date.
To the strip club?
Okay.
Because I like the vibe.
Okay. It's a vibe.
Okay, first of all, Paulina, the reason I don't invite you guys is because the strip club is not like it's not something I plan to do earlier in the day. I don't like pencil off like we're going to the strip club. Someone brings it up in front of drunk Kaylin, and drunk Kaylin is always down.
She calls the Uber and she's on the way.
She's like literally there, and I took it to another level though. I now am messaging with a stripper on two different platforms. I know her real name.
Okay, but, Dina.
Is she single?
I did it before Dina. No, she's not single, but she's dating a man, so I don't know. There's always room for me, but she's beautiful. But yeah, no, I'm like a good puker. I'm just a nauseous girl. Like, it was because I wasn't even that drunk, but I went outside to get a friend. I think a shot went down, you know, the wrong hatch, and I was like, it's just not sitting right. So I very carefully puked in a trash can. But the bouncers at strip clubs, if you don't know, are assholes. And they don't tolerate any kind of drunkenness, which I guess is to protect the women, which is good. But, like, I've tried to go in there before after having one drink. And they're like, you're wasted. I'm like, no, I'm fine. So they saw that I puked and kicked me out. And I went home and ordered McDonald's. But the stripper's still texting me, so... You know.
A win is a win.
A win is a win.
She's trying to hang out, like, outside of work?
Yeah. And then our friend DJ's there, and he texts me a picture of them at, like, 3 a.m., and he's like, she wants you to come back. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
See if I haven't dated a stripper in a while. See if she has any single friends. That'd be fun.
Well, you want to date a stripper?
Sure. I have before.
You like, how? You like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You, right.
From the man that won't like, well, doesn't want to know history or past.
Yeah, like you don't even like
women?
Your girlfriends to have an ex.
Right.
So how do you feel about the strippers?
I don't know. It's a good story.
Okay.
And I want to take one. Are we having a holiday party this year? I want to take a stripper to the holiday party.
You should.
Oh my God. Now that would be a
shake shit up. Ask her if she could provide like a little short lineup of anyone who's available.
A lineup. Go in there and you can see if you vibe with any of them.
Yeah, but I need to know.
You don't like to talk to strippers, so I don't know what's going on.
I need to know though which ones, because inevitably I'll like the one that has a boyfriend. It never fails.
Yeah.
So
you'll like my girl.
I need to know like what is available to me.
Okay. As far as a holiday party, that depends on us because you know. You know,
don't you start?
Don't you even start? I like my job.
I love my job, and I love strippers.
You know, we make the holiday party happen.
Paulina, let's wait till your bump pops out, and then let's go.
We have to.
We should.
I'm doing my maternity shoot there.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh my
Do
gosh.
It.
That's iconic.
I now that know three of the strippers and the DJ. So
beautiful.
Let's
no,
go.
See, ask your friend.
Yes.
To recommend an available young lady. And I'd like to see what this person looks like. I'd like to see the profile. Because obviously she's just trying to pay her way through nursing school. So, no, I'm serious. I want to go on a date with a stripper.
You're going to have to put in work and flirt and stuff.
But I need to know who.
Well, go and see what you like and we'll see.
That doesn't help me because they're all single when they're working. Trust me. They're all available when they're working.
Oh, no.
I need to know who is available.
Okay.
But you think one's going to go out with you for free? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, because they have lives away from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, strippers.
But don't take any shots, Fred. You don't want any whiskey dick on that night.
Don't you worry about that. No, I kind of want to go on a date with a stripper.
What the hell? You must be. Are you bored?
Right.
Well, here's the thing. Either it works out and we have a great time, or it doesn't, and then I just mine for stories the whole night.
Okay. You can't be shitting where I eat though, because I have a good rapport with that strip
That's
club.
True.
You
that
know,
is true.
I can't
will
have
you
fucking over any strippers, and then
please,
I'm not allowed.
Will you please ask
if anyone's available
for a couple of IGs of available strippers that this person can speak to?
Okay. We'll see.
Why would you not do that for me?
Because just so you could say you dated a stripper?
I have dated. I can already say that.
Well, then what's the point?
I want another one.
It doesn't fit your vibe. It's so crazy because, like I said, you're the person just like, I don't want to know about this person's past or history, how many guys she slept with. This woman dances for men 24/7.
I didn't say I was going to marry anybody, okay? I just was looking for a nice time. And no one's helping me.
Go to the strip club and you'll help yourself.
You don't understand. I do it in a strip club. Give me your money. But I need the setup. I need the context.
No, you can flirt with them and actually get a number like I did. How do you think I got her number?
Because you're a hot female and you're non-threatening. The strippers don't give their numbers out to guys.
Yeah, they do. If you're cute. You gotta talk to the strippers. That's the only problem with you. You don't talk to them.
If only I knew somebody who knew the strippers. If only.
You do. You know the DJ.
Right.
And I could get a recommendation.
Yeah. You know the DJ. DJ will hook you up.
Go on
You
Sunday.
Know the DJ.
Right. All right. You know what? I'll get my own strippers. It's fine.
I can't wait.
No one's helping me.
Listen, I will ask if anyone.
I ask for so little around here. You know, just get me a stripper.
Yeah, you just want me to give you women.
Right.
Like, what do
get
you
me
mean?
A woman, Kaylin.
I mean, yeah.
Listen, get your own women. Come on.
You got this, Fred. You've got it.
Yeah, but don't fuck Kaylin over. You know what I'm saying?
You find your own strip club.
Right.
That's my cheers.
Oh, fuck. And she can't go back. Oh, we can't have that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I will ask if any of them would like to come to the iHeart Company holiday party.
All because Fred wanted to date a stripper.
I want a stripper, daddy.
Oh, God. If you bring one to the company party, Fred.
What are you going to do, Rufio?
I'll be getting the best of audio ready because Fred's going to be gone.
Where's he going to be?
Not with the whiskey.
Oh.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
I'll be drinking iced tea all night.
That's right.
All right, I want to go home. Okay. So Cam's going to find me a stripper. This is great. I love it. Thank you. There's the tangent. Oh, that'll be a whole tangent, too. So there's more content. Go get us some content. Damn it. Bye.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.